Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. There is more very exciting news right now, and to go along with all of this and the rejuvenation of this team under a very talented young manager, we bring on now the president of the Houston Dynamo, John Walker. John, thank you so much for coming on.
Good evening, Glenn. How are you?
Well, you know, I know you've been wearing a mask at the stadium. I've been wearing... my Boomer Naturals mask, which is the official mask of our station. But I know under that mask, when I see you walk by when we're doing TV, there's got to be a nice smile right now with just the energy and the excitement around the team.
Boy, you know, they're really playing well. I think they found their stride, and, coming away with 9 points in the last three matches has been huge.
Well, you got some other big news that's huge, and I'm going to leave that to you, but you had hinted to me that it was going to be time to really examine closely the potential of fans coming back into the stadium, so I'm going to hand it over to you now.
Well, sure, and I appreciate you giving me the forum to discuss it. As you and I have talked about previously, we've been working with the local health authorities here in the city and the county for a plan that would enable us to have fans back in BBVA Stadium, and our plan's been approved, which is good news. We're waiting on just one or two things here in the next couple of days from the league, but we feel like we're in a position, and with the way the statistics here in the county and the city are trending relative to the virus and the hospitalizations and some of the other statistics that they look at, that their kids started school this week. My kids actually started today, and we think we're going to be able to have fans here, and before the end of the month. So I think we may be just a couple of days away from making that announcement, but it's really good news for us because there's a lot more energy when there's people in the building, and obviously the safety and security of everybody and keeping everybody healthy is paramount. So our process is pretty thorough, and we're feeling good about it.
John Walker, president of the Houston Dynamo, joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and also on 92.5 now that we're out in the west part of Houston, too, as well as Richmond and the Sugar Land area. John, you've seen some of the other MLS teams, get a percentage of fans back in the stadium. I know Dallas did it pretty early. RSL has done it. What have you learned from those teams? And I'm sure you've studied those situations pretty closely.
We have. We've been in contact with all those folks operationally and from a ticketing perspective to see what's worked and what hasn't worked. Everybody's had pretty good success with it so far. People are being very diligent in protocols, keeping people socially distanced. Obviously, everybody has to wear a mask. That will be the same at BBVA Stadium. Depending upon the configuration of your stadium, people are looking at, in between 15% and 20% of fans. I think we'll probably start with about 15% of the stadium, which will give us the opportunity to bring in maybe around 3,000 people. We'll certainly go to our members first, and give them first opportunity. And so they should look for some communication from us before the end of this week on how to go about claiming tickets and using, whether it's credit from unplayed games to this point. That'll be, we think, the majority of the way people will go. But we'll have tickets blocked off in twos, threes, fours, and make special accommodations for people who need different configurations. But we'll keep everybody, at least 6 feet apart and ask people to wear masks. And we'll play some soccer in front of some fans, which, we haven't done at our stadium since February 29th.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. Time just absolutely flew. Now, what about things like concessions? And then I'm sure you want to drive home the importance of, listen, you're going to have to follow protocol.
Yeah, the communication that will go out to season ticket holders and folks who actually claim tickets will outline everything to a T. And, we're going to go cashless. So we were fortunate in that at the beginning of the year, we got a new point of sale system, which allows us to go cashless. So you'll be able to tap tap your phone or insert your credit card and won't have to exchange any cash with anybody at a concession stand. Tickets will all be digital, so you'll need to download the app, the Access Ticketing app, to be able to have your tickets. And so you won't really have to come in contact with anybody, but you'll still be able to enjoy concessions, drink a beer, buy something from the the team store, and all of the things that you would normally be able to do, and hopefully root on the Dynamo and the Dash. We have a Dash match on September 26th, so we'll have fans for that game as well.
Well, this is exciting news, John. And listen, I appreciate you, popping on the program, just to drop this information to people, because I think it's important that it really comes from you and not just hearsay from, others. So this is great. I think people are going to be very, very excited about this. And, of course, tomorrow night the Dynamo will be at Colorado. That's a game you can watch on Channel 55. I'm sure you're going to be watching that one as well, John. And as always, we thank you for coming on, and thanks for the great update.
Hey, Glenn, thank you so much. Did you see that it snowed in Colorado today?
Well, I was talking to one of our guests and one of my great friends, Marcelo Balboa, yeah, and he was telling me about the crazy weather that's up there. So it's going to be pretty nutty. It's about a 50-degree difference than here, huh?
They're expecting a high of 44 tomorrow, so our guys are going to have to pack parkas, I think. So.
Well, the good news is, you know what? The Rapids have been playing in the heat, too. Maybe there isn't that big of an advantage there. It is altitude. It's always a tough place to play, and they're a tough team to break down defensively. But, the way things are going right now, it's exciting to see the challenges being met game after game.
Yeah, we couldn't be more thrilled with the way the team's playing. And, we feel like this team still has a ways to go in terms of improving. So we're really super excited right now.
Again, John, thank you so much for coming on, and we look forward to having another visit with you once we get closer to having fans in the stadium.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it very much.
Always a pleasure. It's nice that John Walker jumped on there, because I only asked him here kind of at the last minute.